Six Arkansas properties will be considered for nomination to the National Register of Historic Places. The Arkansas Historic Preservation Program will consider those properties April 2nd. One of those is the Kays House on the campus of ASU Jonesboro. Mark Christ, a spokesman for the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program.
It was the home of Victor Cicero Kays, who was the founding president of what is now Arkansas State. Originally, it was the First District State Agricultural School. And it was built in 1936. It's a great example of the Tudor Revival style of architecture, and perhaps even more important, though, for its connections with Kays and his important role in higher education in Arkansas and in Jonesboro.
Any towns or properties are nominated for the National Register for Historic Places.
The basic process for any property to get on the National Register is the applicant will initially send in a determination of eligibility packet so our staff historians can look at it and just, you know, right off the front say whether or not we think it's eligible for listing on the National Register. If it is, then we'll schedule it for a meeting, work with the applicant to get the application written, and then present it to our review board. And we look at several different criteria in determining that eligibility. First is criterion A is the association with an important historic theme. In this case, it could be the history of higher education in Arkansas. Criterion B is association with an important person, which certainly fits in this case with Dr. Kays. And criterion C is architectural significance, and again, this building fits there with its Tudor Revival style. The final criteria we look at, criterion D, is basically archaeological significance.
And Chris says he believes the Kays House will be confirmed for nomination to the National Register.
The board will consider the nomination on April 2, and this one, I think, is going to be a shoe-in. It's a great property with great context, and it's, you know, it's gone from being endangered to being preserved, which is great. But if the board nominates it on the 2nd, then we will finish whatever paperwork we need to and send it on to the National Park Service, and they have 6 weeks to respond one way or the other. So we should hear in somewhere around 6 to 8 weeks after the 2nd.
And Chris tells what it means to have the building on the register.
The primary benefit of National Register listings is honorific. I mean, there's no inherent preservation covenants or anything that go on a building when it's listed, but it gives the recognition that this is a place that that is important in our local, state, or national history. And in cases like the Kays House, which is owned by a public entity, it can also make it eligible for grants from the Arkansas Historic Preservation Program.
Other properties that are up for nomination include the Northern Ohio School at Parkin in Cross County and the Hankins Stored Oil Trough in Independence County. And Arkansas State University's Moot Court is holding a tournament at Wilson Hall on the ASU campus in Jonesboro. Two teams of two people will compete against 16 other teams from 7 other universities in competition that starts tomorrow afternoon at 3. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.